With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
So weird.
I am not doing What Up H-Town because I am not so Joel weird. Blank.
I'm sorry. I was really just sitting here. You know, you ever...
tell me I look like Patrick Crayton, you and Nick will do the show today. Well, I look like him. Don't get me wrong. We both look the same. But if you tell me I sound like Patrick Crayton, you and Nick will do the show.
No, but you ever, like... We've been doing this show 2.5 years. And,
sure.
And I literally come to work every day, and at 1 o'clock, sometimes 1:01, because we don't have our stuff together like now. We just end up going late. And... it just becomes a natural thing to hear Joel yell in my ear, "What up, H-Town?" So it when you didn't do it, it was the weirdest thing.
Gotcha.
Because even Jerome was like, "What up, H-Town?" Like, you know, Jerome sounds like Romy Rome from Martin. He's like, "What up, H-Town?" Yeah. But that was just super weird for me. But welcome to the show.
I can be louder.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, I will agree with you that I can get as loud as Patrick Crayton, but I thought that's where you were going. It's like, oh, I thought I was doing the show
with Patrick.
That would
annoy Barry, so if he does annoy you, you should be just as loud as Patrick Crayton. That's what you should do.
Okay, first of all...
If you call him Patrick Crayton, he has the right to be as loud as he wants, is what
you're saying. First of all, I'm going to annoy him, so let's not say that if I annoy him, he can annoy me. That's just not cool.
Is that setting a bad standard?
Yes. You're a guest, so if I annoy you, you can't just get me back. You have to just take it. That's
I also
the
can't
rule.
Just leave, though.
Yeah, no, that's the rule. You just have to take it, so.
I don't feel like that's the rule.
I just kind of made it up, so. It's just what we're just going to roll with it.
Okay.
It's my show, Cody.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, if you didn't know who that is, that's Barry Laminack. Nick Sciarra is here. I'm back again. I did this all by myself. Ran the board and everything. 4 hours.
Did how'd it go Friday?
No, I'm kidding. Tyler was over there.
I was about to say,
did you screw it up?
No, I did great. They told me it was record setting.
It was.
For the lows.
For the lows. That's good. You like doing the solo shows, or you like having a guest?
No, I much rather.
Not a guest, but a co-host.
I would much rather do it with somebody. I feel like radio.
Not named John Lopez, right?
Well, no, I love doing the show with John.
I didn't know if that was. I'd
much rather do. I feel like radio is meant to be I think shows are meant to be two-person shows.
Yeah.
I mean, and then Charlie talks to himself so much you feel like there is two people sometimes.
That's true.
He's really good about that.
What's weird is when he argues and disagrees with himself.
That's.
A lot of times, he'll prove himself wrong, and I don't
understand
that. There's
medical journals on that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Freud was like, you know, that Palillo, I don't know.
he's kind of a weirdo. Thursday, was it, Nick, that we did the show?
Yeah, it was Thursday.
And I had to lead the show, and I determined I don't like being a lead.
I heard that.
I don't like being a lead.
I heard that, and you were like, okay, yeah, this and 97.5 and stuff.
I'm awful.
Thanks.
And then AJ
made him
nice.
Feel fantastic about it.
I was like, yeah, I don't like lead. And he goes, yeah, you suck at it. And I was like, well, what should I do better? He goes, not lead. I was like, well, why don't you give me some constructive criticism, boss? Nope. Just don't lead. Okay, well, thanks for helping me get better, pal. I'm glad he didn't because I don't want to lead.
I'm helping you get better by telling you don't do something you won't get better at.
Yeah, I don't want to be a lead. I don't want to be the guy that drives the show. I have the best job because if the show goes poorly, I get to blame you or Joel or whoever's leading.
Sure.
And then if I want to talk about something, I just bring it up. So I get to introduce topics if I want to. It's not like I can't get us into a topic. But I don't have to be responsible for, you know, getting us in and out of breaks on time and getting us in and out of topics so it doesn't get stale. And I don't want, I just want to make jokes and you know, talk some mess. That's it. That's what I like better. So
there you go.
I'm glad you're here leading.
Well, you're very welcome. I am a tool at your disposal here.
Well, you had the first part right. What? See?
See, there's told nothing you. About that's... me. There's nothing about me that screams tool. I don't dress well. I don't.
So a tool has to dress well. I just thought like tools, a tool was just like a tool. Dork, like a.
See, you're... I thought tools were on the other end spectrum of dorks. I thought they were like thought way too highly of themselves and then
is
like
that a tool?
Did trendy things.
I would agree
just
with
like
that.
A douchebag.
Well, that's douchebag, kind of a tool.
Is a tool closer to a douchebag or a dork?
I think it's closer to douchebag? The first one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I didn't know. Well, then I digress. You're not a tool.
Dorks are closer to nerds.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You're that. You're that for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm much closer to that than a tool.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything fun?
No. I did plenty of fun things. I just didn't do much.
No?
Just didn't do hardly anything.
What's fun? How do you do something that's fun, but you didn't do anything?
Well, I mean, I didn't like go somewhere.
Unless that's code for masturbate.
Like,
and then I totally understand.
Summer is like everybody goes and does stuff on the weekends, or like they always like go out and party
at
the
river
friends,
or something.
Float the river, whatever. Like for me, it's like try to not sweat through my clothes.
That's the goal every summer.
That's the goal every summer is try not to make it look like I have little sweat lines.
Get those boob creases.
Yeah,
get that
sweat
boob
line
sweat.
Creases. By the way, doing radio yesterday for SB Nation Radio, maybe in the studio I was in, the AC wasn't working, so that was a little rough.
Oh.
So you know what I did when I got home? I swam in the pool. I got
with
the pool
your shirt on.
That's the worst fat guy move you can do.
Yeah, because you still see them.
Then everybody knows.
Hey, we know you're hiding your boobs, your man boobs, but we still see them through the white
because
t-shirt. They're not hiding anything.
Everybody knows you're self-conscious about your largeness and you're not owning it. If you're a fat guy, take the shirt off. Just own that you're fat.
And here's the thing about wet shirts. They stick to you.
Yes.
So it just accentuates your fat.
Yes.
It magnifies the boobs.
This is why wet t-shirt contests are so popular, because it accentuates the boobs and still shows them without having to take the shirt off.
Yep.
So you're essentially just a dude doing a wet t-shirt contest in a pool if you do that. I'm with you.
Don't do pool shirts, fat guys.
That's why I don't swim. That way I don't have to take my shirt off and show people this mess underneath. Nobody needs to see this. I feel bad for my wife when we have sex. I'm apologizing half the time. I'm sorry. I know this is awful for you. I feel bad. I feel bad you have to look at this.
And now.
This is just laying on you and just awful. Ugh.
And now, thanks to our friends at Blue Chew, it's lasting longer.
Right?
She's like, I'm glad you're making money.
She's like, listen, you're going to have to lay off the Blue Chew. This is taking too long. It's like, yeah, I know. This is great, right? No.
Honey,
not
do you
really.
Want that second sink in the bathroom? Well, then daddy's going to keep doing it.
That's outstanding. Yeah. I had fun this weekend.
Oh, I have a lawn question before.
Oh, absolutely, bro.
I have a lawn question.
Shut up, Nick. Yes.
I feel like you can answer this.
I will. We will, for sure. What's the...
So my neighbor does a very good job with his lawn, both in the front and the back. He's got like a very nice backyard, and he takes good care of it. Here's my problem with my neighbor. My neighbor is retired.
I almost thought you were going to say something else, and then I was going to say, we have to dump that word.
So my neighbor...
I was like, what?
Is
he just mowing squiggly lines?
No.
He's weed eating your bushes?
He's retired.
Okay.
So
that was close.
You do yard work in Houston as early as you can, so you avoid the...
Or as late as you can, but yes.
Or as late as you can, so you avoid the heat.
Correct.
So he's retired. He doesn't have a regular job during the week.
Okay.
He doesn't do anything.
Okay.
So why does he do his yard work on Saturday mornings when everyone's trying to sleep in... When he doesn't have a job during the week, and he could do it on, I don't know, Wednesday morning when everybody's already up and at work.
I feel like
he's in a routine that he doesn't need to be in. Like, hey, you can mow and weed eat on the weekdays because you don't have anything to do but sit outside with your shirt off and drink cheap beer.
Maybe there's a show that comes on. Maybe he's a big fan of The View or... something like that, and it doesn't come on Saturday. So you know what? He can skip Regis and Kelly or whatever it's called now. Regis and
I thought Michael Strahan did it.
No,
he not on
he's
that?
Got. He left. He went to Good Morning America. Oh, that's it's right. Who's the weirdo that
Ryan took, Seacrest?
Ryan
I think?
Seacrest. Yeah, he took Dick Clark's place, dropping the ball. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe there's a program. You know, old people call them programs,
right? Sure.
Maybe his stories come on at 8 a.m. He doesn't want to be out there.
And they don't
there.
Come on the weekends, yeah, so that's why he's out there?
Yeah.
But I was just like, dude, you...
Yeah, that's pretty mean. That's pretty rude.
You don't have anything to do during the week. Like, during the week, you could have done it Monday, Wednesday morning. No one's there. Like...
And I'm with you. That makes total sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Have you thought about maybe doing something late at night on a Wednesday to disturb him?
Oh, yeah. No.
Because I'm sure he's in bed by 7 no, he if
passed,
he's old.
Passed out drunk.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and you can't wake him up.
Mm.
And here's
that's
the
not good.
Here's the real kicker. When he's not doing anything, he's just tinkering in his garage.
Mm-hmm.
He listens to the radio,
mm-hmm.
sports radio, not us.
What?
Yeah.
What could he possibly be listening to?
No idea.
What do you mean, no idea? You know.
I know. I'm not giving him a free
it?
Plug, though.
Oh, we don't care on this station.
He listens to them. And then,
trust me, everybody in this market knows they exist, yeah. regardless of what station it is. We're not scared to say 610 and 790 on this station.
When I got fired at the last place,
especially
I worked
when
at,
it involves saying sucks.
Yeah. When I got fired at the last place, he's like, hey, you still doing the radio show? I was like, no, I'm not on there. You said you listened.
He's like, you yeah, would I, know.
He's like, I didn't really listen. I was like, well, if you had.
If what you, a mean ass neighbor.
Just, but then he does like this doorbell dash where he leaves me like very small tomatoes and peppers that he grows in his backyard.
That's like my grandma used to do that.
I'm not eating this. And why can't you just wait at the door
what?
To give them to me?
Yeah, why do I don't understand that. Why do old people, and my mom started to do this and then she stopped. She realized, oh God, I'm turning in to your grandmother. But why do old people like leave stuff on your doorstep and then run away? My grandmother did that once. Like my mom lived in Conroe and my grandmother lived in Conroe, and I was staying with my mom after my failed attempt at becoming an adult one time. And so it was me and my sister and a whole bunch of people. We were all at my mom's house, and she lived in an apartment on the second story, right? We're all sitting there and just talking, having a good time. And then there's a knock at the door. And so, you know, it took a second and we get up and somebody just kind of casually walks over and we open the door and I look down and it's a brown paper bag. And I was like, what the hell is this? And there's nobody there, by the way.
Right.
It's just a brown, and I pick it up and I open it and it's tomatoes and onions. And I was like, what the? And then immediately I was like, oh my God, this is my grandmother. Where is my grandmother? How did she disappear? And I look up and I see my grandmother running across the parking lot to her car where my grandfather is sitting in the driver's seat with the passenger door open, revving the engine. She jumps in like it's Starsky and Hutch or they just robbed the bank. He peels out.
She might as well have been wearing like a dead president mask like Patrick Swayze.
And they're
like,
gone.
Out of here.
And my mom was like, who is it? I was like, I don't know. This was the weirdest thing ever. I don't know why old people do that. Why would you just leave? Why wouldn't you just, hey, I brought y'all some tomatoes and onions randomly for no reason. I got to go. Your grandpa's in the car. We got to go rob a bank next. What? That makes no sense to me. I don't know why old people do that. So when you telling me he does that, doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah. So and it does his yard work on the weekends, despite not having anything to do during the weekdays.
I prefer not to do yard work on the weekends. So I'm with you. Get up in the morning and do it during the week or at night.
I prefer not to pay full price for gas. Do you know how I can do that?
How? Oh, look at you, Cody, you professional radio guy. Yeah, I have a clue for you. Get Upside. Hey, by the way, if you haven't downloaded Get Upside, go ahead and put it on your phone. It's completely free to use. You're going to love this app because it gets you cash back for stuff you pay for already, like gas and food. I was so excited. I randomly, just on a whim, pulled out the Get Upside app while I was in northern Arkansas. They had gas stations there that I could use. I was like, what? Get Upside going nationwide. So, guys, if you're using Get Upside, don't hesitate if you're on the road or you're on vacation to pull out the app. It might get you some cash back while you're on vacation. How cool is that? And if you're not familiar with Get Upside yet, if you haven't put it on your phone, first of all one word, Get Upside, download it. It's in the App Store, whatever kind of phone you have, and use my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill-up. Here's how it works. You need gas in your car, or you want to go out and have some lunch. You go out and you use the GetUpside app on the map, and you say, all right, what's in my area that has a cash back offer if I go to that business? So you'll find you a gas station. You'll go and fill up. You'll get a receipt and pay with a debit card or credit card, which you already do. Get your receipt, take a picture of it, 24 hours. You get cash back based on whatever offer it is you claimed in your account. And I just had somebody send me a picture, and I wish I could find it and give you their name. I'll do that later today. But they just sent me something. They got like $25 back already. It's so easy to do, and it's so easy to get free money back in your account for stuff you're paying for, like gas and food. If somebody offered you a couple bucks at the pump while you're filling up, you wouldn't turn it down. So download GetUpside. Put it on your phone right now. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank today here on ESPN 97.5. At Barry is funny, at the producer Nick. 713-780-3776, the number to call. It's the HRP listener line. Also, the number to text, 713-780-3776 is the number to text. Do we want to hold off on the bad news to hear about the murder cabin? I mean, it's not really bad news. There's actually some good news for the Rockets today.
Oh, don't say House and Green.
It's like tiny good news.
Okay.
But there's still
I think I know it's
bad news.
Oh, there's a lot of sad bad news. Yeah.
It's like a bad news sandwich. Or no, it's like a good news sandwich that's got like only one piece of cheese in the middle, and then the two pieces of bread. They're like, okay, well, this is okay, but it's not like going to get me.
Yeah,
it's not gourmet.
It's dry and not grilled cheese.
Yeah, the cheese is going to stick to the roof of my mouth.
Yeah,
like it's prison.
The murder cabin was an interesting trip.
For those who didn't see it, you got to go see it on Barry's Twitter account, at Barry is funny.
Yeah, at Barry is funny. Andy Huggins and I had a little two-day jaunt up to Northwest Arkansas, just north of Fayetteville in a little town called Lowell, Arkansas, which there was actually more people in the area than I thought there would be. When you hear of Lowell, Arkansas, you're like, oh God, it's going to be like 500 people. Lowell has 7,000, but it's like near Rogers and Fayetteville. So there's a lot more. It's almost like, you know, just a bunch of communities that make up that area. So it wasn't exactly, you know, unpopulated. So the shows were great. It was at a club called The Grove. We had a blast. They take really good care of their comics. Like, they treat you like a rock star. It's amazing.
Wait, so a little itty-bitty town in Northwest Arkansas has a comedy club?
Called The Grove. It's new. It's about 3 years old.
Interesting.
And they take great care of the comics. They pay well. They treat you well. They feed you. I mean, they do everything. And they have a condo. Now, for the record, somebody was like, when I showed the picture of it, they were like, that's not a condo. Listen, anything that's not a hotel or a motel and comics stay in it, we call it a condo. That's just because that's just what – it's always been that way in the business, I guess.
Because my understanding is typically in the big cities, the club owned a condominium and
that's
then would
correct.
Let the comics stay there.
Yeah, and then nowadays, like when I work these clubs called the Looney Bin, they have a house in every city. So they have like a 3-bedroom house for all the comics to stay in. So,
okay.
But we still call it the condo.
Correct.
It's a house.
It's an insider term.
Yes, correct. So we get there, and I'm not gonna lie, from the outside, this place looked creepy. It was like everything was overgrown, and like the yard, and me being a yard guy, I immediately pulled up, was like, oh hell no. What is this? It made me sick to my stomach. I almost threw up. I was having a seizure in my eyes. I was just like, no. Because it was just all overgrown, like not, they needed to, and it was on this hill, and it was like an A-frame house. And if you don't know what an A-frame house is, I mean, think of an A. It goes up to a point, comes back down. It was an A-frame house, kind of old, and it just, Andy and I pulled up, we were like, oh, sweet, it looks like a murder was committed here. So we started calling it the murder cabin. But on the inside, it was really nice.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, I mean, they had a kitchen and they only had one bathroom. And there was an upstairs where they had a couple beds where I stayed. And Andy had the, you know, main room or the main bedroom for the headliner. And it was real nice. No TV or anything, but that's okay. We sat around writing all day and doing stuff, whatever. I mean, I don't require a TV if I have Wi-Fi. I'm good.
They have Wi-Fi there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they have internet in Lowell, Arkansas. I don't know if you know, but they have internet pretty much everywhere now.
Well, I'm just
thinking, there might be some back roads in the middle of the Tennessee hills where there's no internet.
Right, sure.
But yeah, no, it was fine, and the club was great. The crowds were amazing. I had two of the best sets I've had in a really long time. Andy crushed. He was killed. Like, it was all great. Just the outside of the cabin, if you go look at the picture, I'm telling you, it looks like there was a murder committed at this place.
It looks like they would spend the first 7 or 8 minutes of a Dateline setting up that this is where a happy couple lived.
Used to live, and then their son.
Once happily lived.
And their son, who was estranged, needed drug money for meth, so he killed him.
He showed back up.
Yeah. And then he killed him in their sleep with a claw hammer, and he threw the hammer down the ridge, and they found it, and that's why the yard's not mowed, because everybody's dead, and he hawked the lawnmower to help pay for his crystal meth habit. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah.
But what's funny is the best way to describe it is it looks like a Whataburger. It looks like a little miniature Whataburger.
Like an older one, like an older...
Yeah, you know how they would just it just go to the point. So I posted the picture, and Wesley was like, oh, cool, a water murder. Like, yes, that's outstanding, John Wesley. So that was it. I mean, that was the craziest part of the whole trip. I mean, it was a 9-hour drive one way, so that was long.
Oof.
So 18 hours, 19 hours round trip.
That's how long it took me to get to college. Lubbock, Texas. Oh, my God. 9 hours.
Here's what's crazy about it, though. As you think about this, I did 2 30-minute sets. I drove 19 hours round trip to work an hour. That's comedy. That's literally to stay in a murder cabin, a stabbing cabin. No, that's the wrong kind of cabin. The stabbing cabin is different than the murder cabin. But, yeah, I drove 19 hours to work an hour.
So 20,
just weird.
So roughly 20 hours of work.
No. Two 30-minute sets.
Well, the driving's not.
That's not the work. Do you count when you do a 3-hour show, do you count the hour it takes you to get here and back?
Yes.
So you say you worked 4 hours for the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, You're a millennial. You're making up things.
Absolutely.
That's not. You don't count that as. You're
so
in Houston.
So here's the thing.
You don't count the commute.
Going to your the place where you regularly work. No, but on a work trip.
On a road trip.
That's part of work.
No. That's just the part of the drive.
Did you have to drive?
Yeah. Huggins doesn't drive. He doesn't have a license.
If he flew, it would be work. Like what if he flew? Would that be work?
No, I'm just saying driving 9 hours is a lot harder than just driving an hour. Or just flying.
Yeah.
That's not even the worst. El Paso is 11.
11? I thought it was further.
No, it's 11. I can get to El Paso in under 11. Just add or under 11.
Barry speeds, though.
Oh, okay.
No, not after I got the ticket in Oklahoma a while back.
You were being a law-abiding citizen at that point?
Daddy puts it on. If it's 75, I put it on 80. If it's 70, I put it on 75. Whatever it is, it's 5 miles over. That's it. Cruise control. Now, I got to brag for a second. I got 37.5 miles a gallon in my Accord. I'm so old because I haven't been that excited about something in such a long time. I mean, I'm going crazy. I'm like, Andy, look at this. We're averaging 37.5 miles a gallon. And even old ass Andy's like, so? I'm like, what do you mean, so?
Andy didn't own a car, so he didn't know. He's yeah. Like,
I'm like, Andy, do you realize? I'm like, doing math. You know how I get all dorky. I'm like, now, in my old truck, it was 18 to 20, and that was this big of a tank, and then you pay for this. He's just like.
Does that mean I'm not, splitting the gas? Is that what he said? He's like, I'm not splitting the gas with you now since you're saving so much.
It was, we spent $86 to drive over 1,000 miles.
Wow,
that's not too bad.
That's cheap, dude.
Yeah.
That's super cheap.
My part of the gas bill and his part of the gas bill, $43 each to go. Basically on a 19-hour road trip, round trip, because it was like 530 miles one way. So, yeah, we went over 1,000 miles and spent $43 each on gas. It was a great trip for a comic. This was like, this is awesome.
Nice.
Except for the long-ass drive, it was awesome.
You got a lot done this weekend.
I did, man.
Yeah.
I really did.
You know who didn't?
Nice.
The Rockets.
What? Yeah, that's weird. I worked more than they did. Huh.
Was Daryl at your show? Because it clearly wasn't working.
That's so weird.
Oh, let's get into that next. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank here on The Usual Suspects. Barry Lamon X here. Nick Sherrar is here. And you can be here if you want to text or call. 713-780-3776.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. It's summertime, but it's still a great time to get out on that patio. There's nothing better than watching a game, having a nice beer, a cocktail, or maybe just having your family out there for pizzas, for hot dogs, for hamburgers, inviting neighbors from around the neighborhood to get out to your patio and entertain. Having a patio built by Texas Custom Patios is next level. It truly turns your house into a home, and it is the best workmanship that you're going to find. Go to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Suits in for Joel Blank today. Barry Laminack, Nick Sciarra in their usual spots. If you listen on Friday, you heard me, but the guys are back now. So it's the usual suspects, plural instead of suspect.
Two-thirds. Yeah, you're an honorary suspect.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've filled in more than once on this show and adequately, I should say.
I have an important question for you before we get into the Rockets not being an important player in NBA free agency.
Okay.
Did you guys get fat guy versions of your upcoming shirt?
Oh, that's a good question. Now, when you say fat guy, it's all relative. Are we talking, you know,
3X, 4X?
Courtney says yes.
They get 3X, 4X?
Oh, is she in there? Oh, we are getting 3X, 4X?
3X, 4X?
I mean, come on, let's be real.
No 3X, no 4X, she says.
You know, they make 4X shirts, and we got people that listen to the station that wear 4X shirts,
oh,
and we got guys on staff that wear 4X shirts.
She says that it's $4 extra per shirt, and they don't want to spend that on you, sir. Sorry.
It's four extra dollars
for
it's for
the listeners.
It's a dollar an X? It's a dollar an X? Is that how much extra material there is where you need $3 to $4 extra to cover? It might be cheaper just to go jog, bro, than buying T-shirts. Damn. It's really $4 more? Courtney, get on that microphone. Can you put her on there, Nick, for just a second? I don't believe.
Yeah, it is.
You went to the wrong person.
Yeah, where are you going that they're charging us for? Do they know? Did you tell them that our signal is strongest in Beaumont, where just about everybody's fat anyways?
Oh. Okay, maybe I only need like a handful. Maybe we can spare like a handful just of 4X.
You need a handful of 4X for all the fellas that are, Courtney, way more than a handful.
I know you're new. No. I know you're new.
I'm not new.
I know you're new. So I'm not going to, you know, be too hard on you. But you do know that we're the show that does a weight loss challenge. Because all of our listeners need to lose weight.
Exactly. We did the weight loss challenge already. X's.
Yeah, but guess what? That's why we do it every year. Because they lose it, and then they gain it all back. And we need 4Xs for our listeners.
No, we still have so many 3Xs of other shirts just sitting in the closet. So
can I have some 3Xs? Give me two of them. I'll fashion them together.
Instead of an AIDS quilt, it's a fat quilt. Yes. We'll just sew them all together. Well, those shows probably sucked. That's why you still have some 3Xs left. But right. I assure you, this show doesn't suck, and our listeners are big. We'll give them away.
Okay, maybe we have some leniency with y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
That is a good question, though. Yeah. You bring up a very valid
question.
Yes.
If I'm going to be an honorary suspect, I want a shirt that fits.
I totally agree with
you.
Does
it make me... They're yellow? Are they going to be yellow? Is that what I understand?
No. What did we go with? I think we went with gray.
Gray's good.
Yeah. Everybody was like, yellow looks like you look like a crossing guard or like a construction worker.
Yeah. I look like I don't know. Yellow's a bad color for me. I don't look... Lots of yellow's bad.
I said this the other day and got in trouble with Jerome, but I said, why people can't wear yellow? That's just not a, like...
No, don't get me wrong.
Brothers look great in a yellow suit. White guys? Some of us look like bananas and some of us look like the sun. It just doesn't work. We don't pull that off. Right?
The taller you are, the more you look like Big Bird.
That's it. We're not good at that, so...
Oh, man. All right, let's get into this Rockets thing here. Mm-hmm. All right. So, no Jimmy Butler. We all knew that was happening, right? Like,
wait.
Because there had been... look, watch the lead up to free agency. This was the leakiest free agency in the history of free agencies. Like, you had guys out and out agreeing to contracts before you were allowed to even talk about contracts.
Plenty of tampering. Yeah.
Okay? It was out of, and there was not one peep anywhere that Jimmy Butler actually wanted to play for the Rockets. There was no peeps about anything.
If Joel were here, he would remind you that there were pictures of him with the, in front of the Be Someone sign, but he was going to the Met to work out, but everybody was losing their mind because he was in town, but he lives here. So that's what you saw. That was literally the closest you got. So you're dead on accurate.
Yeah, so
there was nothing that was leaked. Now, and, I will say this.
Go ahead.
We had Jerome on the show Thursday.
Correct.
And Jerome had some inside scoop and some inside knowledge from people within the Rockets organization that there was a real pursuit for Jimmy Butler.
Sure.
And that they felt like it was going to be close.
Gotcha.
It wasn't a confirmation.
He said 50-50 is what he said.
My thing is, do you think that they killed themselves by coming out and making it, we're going to go get Jimmy Butler? Because my point was, well, okay, if you come out and say that, you just put yourself at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. You're not negotiating from a point of strength because you know, well, we're going to go get him, but we're going to do it with a sign and trade. If I'm Philly, I'm like, why would I help you?
Well, the Philly thing is, A, why would I help you? Because am I going to take Eric Gordon?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to just
Who's got a year left on his contract?
Or am I just going to use my cap space and go get guys like, oh, I don't know, Al freaking Horford?
Yeah.
Like is what they ended up doing.
Right.
So, and then by just outwardly putting it out there like, oh, we're going to do a sign and trade. Like, every other team's like, oh, why didn't we think of that? Like, then Miami's like, hey, by the way, let's do a sign-and trade. Let's get Jimmy here.
Yeah. And not only that, you have other teams that everybody kind of knew that the Rockets needed a three-team deal. Here's the thing that I feel like about the Rockets and Daryl Morey. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like this league wants to do any more favors for Daryl Morey. I feel like he's probably fleeced enough owners, and in a good way. And when I say this, I mean that Daryl Morey has been, I don't want to use the word tricked, but how many times has he done something you're like, oh, my God, how did he get them to fall for that? It's almost, you know, it's like, I feel like everybody's like, yeah, we're not screwing with that dude no more. We'll just do this amongst ourselves.
You know what one of the pieces of Daryl Morey's reputation is as an NBA general manager? Frequently offers the worst trades to other general managers.
I could see that. I could totally see that.
To the point where GMs are like, no.
I'm not talking to
like,
you.
Why would I do that?
It's almost as bad as a sports radio caller. Hey, what if we sent them...
What if we traded Tyler White for Max Scherzer? They need a first baseman.
Like, that's exactly what. Yeah, that's the Daryl Morey is that guy, right? He's Carl from Katie.
I think
he's like, well, you know, I bet if we sent him a signed Olajuwon jersey, and along with Austin Rivers, he's a free agent. So, and then you sent him
Ben rules of everything.
So, why you got to be so specific?
I think what is. A negative, but also a positive for Daryl Morey and the Rockets is the ideas and the plans don't really get kept quiet. Think about all the different big things we've thought about Daryl Morey pursuing, going all the way back to the Bosch, where it was going to be Bosch and Dwight. Well, going all the way back to Dwight, like we knew they were going to be in on Dwight.
Dwight 1 or Dwight 2? Because it was the first time and the second time.
Dwight 2, I guess.
Okay.
This is Dwight, too. So, like, we knew the Dwight pursuits. We knew about the Bosch pursuit. We knew about Carmelo Anthony, pursuit of Carmelo Anthony.
The first time and the second time.
We knew, like, out of nowhere, it's like, well, there are some people in the league that think that the Rockets might be in on LeBron. Like, okay. There are some people in the league that think they might chase Kevin Durant. Okay. So, like, these things keep getting out and keep getting out. When they got Chris Paul, it was like, oh, they're going to have Paul George in the equation, too. Like,
and there's
so many things that get out about this team, and then... Yes, you can always sell hope. The Knicks are going to try to do it again right now.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, you can always sell hope, but I think it's so counterproductive for some of the business Daryl has to do and the Rockets have to do to have his business so out there. Like, I think sometimes it's so counterproductive for him.
I agree, because, if it were me, I wouldn't want anyone to know. I would just reach out to Philly directly and say, look. Because here's the other part of this that I don't think anybody in Houston is talking about yet. Now, they may have mentioned it on another show. I just don't listen to any sports talk radio other than this show. But has anyone even brought up the fact that now you've got to go mend fences with a bunch of guys that you put on the trading blocks that you were ready to just usher out of town for what you thought was something better?
I don't think there's any problem with Tucker. He talked to the Athletic last week and he said, look, I know this thing's a business. Like, if they'll do what they got to do.
Guys will tell you that because that's the right thing to say.
Sure.
But you can't tell me that Eric Gordon, who was frustrated at times, you know, with his role and coming off the bench versus being a starter, he's got a bit of an ego. D'Antoni has done a great job in stroking Eric Gordon's ego and fitting him in and making him feel like he's a part of the, you know, the first team in some ways. This, I guarantee, this is just a pure speculation. I promise you Eric Gordon has hurt feelings, and I would be shocked if he re-signed as a Rocket.
Well, to go along with that, like, Gordon, to a smaller degree, yes, because you've got to get him there. But at the same time, Eric Gordon looks at the situation like, okay, cool, I'll go get mine this year, and then the free agency class next year sucks, so I'll go get mine in free agency next year, too. The Capella thing is the real one, because they had Mark Stein, and I don't know who the Rockets pissed off to let Mark Stein get this out. They had multiple teams ready to take Clint Capella if they could get Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. So now you got to go to Clint Capella, a guy you drafted, spent all this time developing, put all this time and effort in, and made him a key piece to your franchise. You got to go to him, young guy, by the way, and explain to him that, we want you now.
Yeah. How do you tell those guys? It's like when you think you're going to hook up with a hotter chick. So you're like, hey, girl, this ain't working out. And then the hotter chick's like, no thanks. And you're like, damn, I got to go back now.
And by the way,
and try to get her back.
While you were doing all that, he was on a team event in China with James Harden.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, if you really think about it, though, like Clint Capella, he got the contract, right? Eric Gordon, he got the starting position that he wanted. He got the more minutes that he wanted. I mean, I'm not going to go out and say that they're not upset, but to a certain extent, I mean, can you blame the Rockets, considering what happened last season, to at least consider and shop? Like, yeah, I would be hurt if I was Clint Capella, but you got a contract.
But it's not just those two. Remember, Morey came out, the whole team is up for trade.
But
this is Chris Paul. This is everybody. And then there, you know, now there's a lot of backtracking. And, yeah, we never said that. That's the media, but come on, man.
But we've seen here. We see here, and with from the good guys to the crappy guys, these NBA players get their feelings hurt so easily.
Yep. Absolutely, yeah.
All the stuff I've been reading about Durant that's just the tip of the iceberg that's going to come out from Golden State is like these guys get their feelings hurt so easy. So it would stand to reason that even if they've got the contract, even if they are getting the minutes and they are going to get played and showcased heading into a contract year, like even if that is the case, like they're still going to have their dauber down to a small
Absolutely,
extent.
Because you felt like You feel like a castaway. You feel like, you know what? They didn't want me to be a part of moving forward.
Right.
Dude, think about this. Now, I mean, we all have, in this business, you have to have a certain amount of ego and a certain amount of attention whore to you to want to be in radio. That's just a fact.
Without a doubt.
To think that we are, I mean, we think of ourselves as important enough that everyone wants to hear what we have to say. So that would be the equivalent of somebody coming to us and be like, hey, we think we could get, guy A from another station, if we let you two go and open up a slot, and then guy A decides to go to a different market, and it's like, yeah, well, we're just going to keep you guys. Well, now it's like, well, oh, so I wasn't part of your plan. I think any rational person, even though you know that this is a business just like anything else, you're still going to get your feelings hurt.
No doubt.
It's still going to suck.
All right, we got to talk about what the Rockets did do. We talked about what they didn't do. We've got to talk about what the Rockets did do over the weekend. Some of you guys want to get in on the HRMP listener line. If you're there, stay there. We can get to that. He's Barry Laminack. That's Nick Schirrer. I'm Cody Stutes. In for Joel Blank here on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Hey, and if you're going somewhere this week, if you're traveling and you haven't booked your stay, or you already booked your stay, you're like, man, that's kind of expensive. Well, besthotelrates.com is the place you need to book your stay the next time you're going out of town and you got to go. How are you booking your hotel rooms? Well, I got to tell you, the way you're doing it now is expensive. The way you're going to do it with besthotelrates.com, not as expensive. Besthotelrates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels all over the world, not just in the United States, not just in Texas, worldwide. And they give you these discounts. Just besthotelrates.com, plug in where you're going, when you're going to be there, and like magic, those discounted rates for many of the hotels that you would think about going and paying way, way more, they're right there in front of you at that discounted rate that besthotelrates.com has. The best customer service in the business backs up your reservation so you can stay safe and your stay is safe and secure. With besthotelrates.com, start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry's here, Nick's here. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the HRMP listener line. We'll get to you in just a moment. We talked about what the Rockets weren't able to do, Jimmy Butler. Talked about what the Rockets were able to do, Gerald Green, Daniel House, and Austin Rivers all back with this team as Run It Back 2.0 starts.
Yay. Yay.
Woo.
That's so good.
And you can already see the wink nod done with Rivers, because Rivers is back on a 2-year deal with a player option for year two on the NBA minimum salary. Like, so we can pay you a bunch of money next offseason if you just come back for one season for no money, and we can maybe pay some other guys your money, then we'll pay you your money next year.
He was important to this team, and I think getting him back.
Don't get me wrong. That's a huge coup for Daryl Morey.
It's big for them to get him back because he was important. He filled an important role, especially if you're concerned that Chris Paul is on the decline and can't stay healthy and is going to miss some time. And I think people were saying that, I think it was you I saw that tweeted or said something about Rivers said that his best times playing was here, and that's why he wanted to stay here. Or I saw a tweet. I don't know
something
if it was
like
you
that,
or somebody.
I'm about to retweet it or something.
But yeah, but somebody. But so I think, you know, you got a little bit of a hometown discount to keep Austin Rivers. And like you said, it was maybe a wink nod, you know, back.
We'll take care of you next year when we can pay you a bunch.
Yeah, so I think that's good, but that doesn't salvage their attempt to add a third star. Now, the question you have to ask yourself if you're a Rockets fan is, this is a team that still finished fourth in the West and pushed the Warriors again. They didn't, you know, end up winning the series, but they pushed them. They had their moments.
They put up a better fight than Portland did.
Yeah. If this team comes back intact, knowing that the Warriors are probably going to be down next year, probably the best chance to beat them, but they're not the front runner anymore. This team might still be top three, top four.
You bring up a really great point in that, and the fact that I agree with you on that, and the fact that that is a common theme amongst people that cover the NBA makes the Jimmy Butler pursuit so baffling.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, if you bring everybody back or enough of the guys back and then start filling in the other pieces, like, you're going to compete right away. And I know everybody, which, and by the way, this is all independent of Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers.
Sure.
It's Leonard to the Lakers, everybody's screwed.
Game over.
Everybody's screwed.
Game over.
Okay. But if Kawhi doesn't
even
go to the Lakers,
they only had four players.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd take their four against everybody else's 12.
Correct. Yes. You look around, and even with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the Lakers have a lot of work to do. They
Tons.
Got a brand new coaching staff, and they got to figure that situation out.
And guess what? Those guys aren't going to play 48 minutes for 82 games plus the playoffs.
Correct.
They're going to need some help.
You were already better. I know that the record doesn't say that, but if you squared up against Denver, you could beat them. You squared up against Portland, that was a good matchup, you could beat them. And you look around, it's like, okay, well, they couldn't beat the Warriors. Well, the Warriors are not going to be the Warriors this year. So
they're probably going to lose to Marcus Cousins.
Yes.
Looney,
probably going to lose Kevon Looney,
yep.
Who's a huge piece
for them.
They've
lost Durant.
They've lost
Durant. You don't know when Klay Thompson is going to be back, so how far down are they going to be able to make a climb and a push to get home court advantage
Iguodala.
In the playoffs? They lost Iguodala.
Now they're getting D'Angelo Russell, but he's going to be playing off Steph Curry, which is a weird thing for him.
And he's only done it 1 year. They did say he grew a lot. They said that while he was in New Jersey that he became an all-star and made his first all-star appearance and became mature and was a leader, and that's all great. And maybe this is the right time for him to jump to a team like Golden State where he will, but he's only done it 1 year.
So Morey's still got, I mean, you've still got a lot of work to do if you're Daryl Morey to be that team, to be, you know, one of the five best odds to win the title when Vegas dumps out the odds for the season. Mm-hmm. Okay, you still got a lot of work to do, but you've done a good job in at least keeping some element of homeostasis and hoping that, okay, Clint's going to give us more than he gave us last year, still a young guy. Chris is going to be healthy. James is still going to be James. Austin Rivers is going to fit in nicely with us. And here's a, you know, here's something that I don't know everybody's thinking about. Is Mike D'Antoni and this new coaching staff with a whole bunch of new coaches, is he going to be really busting his ass for you without a new contract? Is he going to be picking all these pieces and making sure everything's right without that new deal?
Speaking of hurt feelings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to – not just your players that you wanted to trade because you think they didn't make you better, but, you know, you got a coach that – wanted you to show him some love for the job that he's done to get you back to the Western Conference Finals, to get you, you know, competitive again. And you're just like, ah, no, we probably could do better. You got to go out and earn it. Oh, okay. So what I have been doing hasn't earned your trust?
And then you offended his super agent.
Yeah.
To the point where the agent's like, that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
That wasn't very good. You want to take? You want to squeeze one in here?
Yeah, let's get a couple in.
All right, Troy wants to talk about the Rockets of the HRP listener line. 713-780-3776. You want to get in like Troy? Troy, what's up, my man?
What's going on, guys?
What up, Troy?
Hey, what's happening, Barry? It seems like last week nobody was willing to trade Capella, Gordon, and Tucker for Butler, and nobody wanted that to happen because you lose half the core of the team. This week now everybody's mad because they didn't do something. Daryl didn't do something. I think the bigger issue is trying to find a way to get out from underneath the CP3 debacle of his contract. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, that's the big thing, and that's why they're in the situation that they're in. That's why they had to consider trading half of their core to get a Jimmy Butler if you wanted to add another star.
Yeah.
Because no one wants a CP3 contract, and you can't get out from under it.
Here's the thing. They clearly wanted Jimmy Butler, and that was clearly the push. And I can see the vision where that ended up being a better team.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the vision, but they didn't execute that vision. So right. I think that's where people are like, okay, you told us this was what you were going to do. You didn't do it. And now it almost feels like you're settling for the current group and doing it again.
It's like, you know, I mean, we all know people that tell you that all the cool stuff they're going to do. And you know, you're like, they're never going to do that. It's just, they're all talk, no action. I think a lot of us could see the fact that, I mean, again, I said it, and Jerome's point was, why would Philly not do it? But why would they do it with the Rockets?
Yeah.
Why, what team? There's no team in the NBA, I feel like, that really wants to help the Rockets. Miami, correct. The Heat aren't a threat to Philly, is the way they see it.
Correct.
They're like, that's the Heat. I mean, if that's where Jimmy really wants to go, and we don't want him here because we have other plans.
Yep.
Yeah. But if it was between the Heat and the Rockets, hey, Heat, just give us a little better deal or something that's comparable, and we'll send him there.
Chris, Mike, stay there. We'll get to you. You want to get in HRP list line, 713-780-3776 is the number. Barry Lamonex here, Nick Schrauer here. I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Winslow of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.